Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. God can turn your situation around. No situation is too hard or impossible. God is limitless in power and ability, and the things that look impossible to us are nothing before Him. There is no sickness too great and no problem too overwhelming that God cannot overcome. Often when we face challenges, we roll the stone of hopelessness and despair in front of the situation and give up all hope that it can change. But note that it is not our desperation that gets God to move for us, it is our faith. So, no matter what you are facing, put your faith and confidence in God, who can turn it around. See with new eyes the possibilities that our turnaround God can create in the places where no one else sees potential. In today's message titled, God's Power Will Turn Your Situation Around, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to believe that there's nothing God can't turn around.
In Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible talks about how the believer's spiritual situation has turned around. So I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. And you He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also you all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. So here the Bible is describing our hopelessness. After describing the hopelessness of man's situation as complete wickedness, then in verse 4, the Bible says, but God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we see a total turnaround here. This is a great statement that we should be referring to often in our Christian walk. This is a complete turnaround. Our situation had been completely overturned. Circumstances turned around. Conditions turned around. Position turned around. Hallelujah. My friend, regardless of what your situation is, maybe you need healing in your body and the doctor says it's not possible. You may even be given a report of an incurable disease and be told there is no hope. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, has carried your diseases to the cross. By His stripes we were healed. Remember that. The doctor said there was no cure, but God's healing power turned around the situation. God supernaturally healed you. The same doctor who pronounced you a death sentence or an incurable disease will pronounce you healed. I'm telling you, he will pronounce you healed the next time you get a checkup. Put your hand where the sickness or pain is. I pray that you will experience turnaround in your condition right now. Be healed in your body, soul, and spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. I have been in situations where people said there was no solution, there was no hope, but God turned around the situation. People are saying there is no hope, but God, who is rich in mercy, says there is hope. Say hallelujah to that. The text of scripture in Ephesians 2 that I have just read to you, in context, is describing our hopelessness. And he said, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By His grace we were saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's saying, but God, things which are impossible to men are possible with God. Apply this to your life renew your mind to a point that whatever comes your way is not over until it's over. God has an answer. God has the solution to turn around your situation. He has the way to get you out and through any situation, my friend. Get to this attitude that always when you hear of any report or look at any situation, regardless of what facts you have, always put in that phrase, but God. That's in Ephesians 2 verse 4. But God. That is a very powerful phrase. Because of his power, love, his mercies, he would turn situations around. You need to factor God into the equation. I heard many people say there is no hope in this, and they gave up. It's because they were not factoring God into the situation. God factor changes everything. God's factor shifts everything. Bring God into the situation and you will experience total turnaround. God's factor brings total turnaround. I assure you, this is a powerful truth. The only time that people are hopeless are when they factor God out of the situation. When they've considered their natural resources and their natural abilities. But when you put but God in it, when you put God's power and ability in it, it just changes everything. Nothing is beyond God's ability and God's power. Thank God he has given us his power. I want to open your eyes to this fact that God has given us his power. He lives in us. In Ephesians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul was talking about how you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead when he set him at the right hand of God the Father above all principality and power, dominion and might. Then he says you have been raised by this same power. This power isn't just invested in God and you have to go to him as a beggar and say, oh God, I'm nothing. I have nothing. I can do nothing. But I know that you can do all things. And it's true that without Jesus, we cannot do anything. But it's also true that we are never without Jesus. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. You cannot just separate yourself and say, oh God, I'm nothing. The doctor says, I'm going to die. I cannot do anything. The moment you start speaking like that, you have killed your faith, my friend. You don't only need faith in God that he can do it. You need to believe that you have been quickened or you have been made alive. You have this power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead living on the inside of you. It's not out there someplace, it's inside of you. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. We abide in God and he in us because he has given us his spirit. As he is, so are we in this world. What an incredible statement. I have no power of my own, but the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. That's recorded in Romans chapter 8 verse 11. This scripture changed my life, I tell you. Knowing I have got the resurrection power, I have got raising from the dead power on the inside of me. I said, that's it. And I was just transformed by that thought. You can also do so, my friend. It will really transform you if you could understand that you don't have just a little bit of power. You have got the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead living on the inside of you. That's more than enough power for anything. Anything financial, anything physical, anything emotional, anything spiritual. You don't have a power problem. You have got a knowledge problem, my friend. We don't know what we have. We have the fullness of God living on the inside of us. So the Bible says, speak to your mountain. Jesus said, assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. That's Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Jesus speaking to you and me. He was preparing us for the time when we would have to take direct authority in the spiritual realm to impact things in the natural realm. The two main factors to remember are his authority and the spoken word. Because the word is powerful. They are spirit and they are life. The words that we speak, God's words are powerful. When Jesus talked about speaking to the mountains, he meant we must speak to our problems. He didn't say to pray to the Father about our problems. He told us to speak to our problems ourselves. There comes a time when you must stop talking to God about the mountain you are facing and start talking to the mountain yourself. If Jesus said that you can speak to your mountains and they would be removed, then surely you can do so. We already have access through his words as long as we appropriate his name when we speak to our mountain. What is your mountain? As a metaphor, mountain can be anything from financial issues to health issues, rebellious children, or any challenging thing that blocks our path. Speak God's word to your mountain and watch its removal, I tell you. You must speak to your mountains and remove them out of your way. Speak to any obstacle or hindrance trying to stop you from progressing in any area of your life. We are not to let the mountains in our lives defeat us, but we are to say, I have got the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead living on the inside of me. That's more than enough power for anything, my friend. Believe and bring God into the situation by speaking to your mountain. The Apostle Paul prayed for the Ephesians believers that they will get their eyes open to what they already have. And that's my prayer for you today. If you are a believer, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not in this age, but also in that which is to come. That's my prayer for you in Jesus' mighty name. And those unbelievers out there who have not received Christ as their personal savior, see what you are missing. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.